USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden with a direct message for those responsible for the bombing attack that claimed the lives of at least 13 service members in Kabul. He says he's ordered military commanders to strike the Islamic State.
We will respond with force and precision at our time, at the place we choose, in a moment of our choosing.
He called the slain service members heroes.
They're the spine of America, the best the country has to offer.
Biden says the U.S. will complete the evacuations of Americans and Afghan allies.
We will not be deterred by terrorists.
He ordered all flags to be flown at half-staff in honor of the 12 Marines and one Navy medic who were killed. U.S. Central Command says 18 Americans have been wounded. They are being flown out on military aircraft with surgical units on board. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results? People lose fat fast while still eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy and boost your immune system. You'll look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I've only been on the program for a few short months, and I've already lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, and I've gained 10 pounds of muscle. But don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button. Watch the masterclass at EnergizedHealth.com. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Toll free, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40% off! Go now to EnergizedHealth.com, 888-444-8895, or EnergizedHealth.com.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is requiring all educators from kindergarten through college to get a COVID-19 vaccine, along with higher education students and all healthcare workers in the state.
Unfortunately, our current vaccination levels are not enough to blunt the ferocity of the Delta variant hospitalization surges in some regions.
He also imposed a statewide indoor mask mandate for anyone over the age of 2. The White House has canceled what was expected to be President Biden and new Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett's first face-to-face meeting and rescheduled it for Friday. The schedule change came after twin explosions at the airport in Kabul, Afghanistan, killed dozens, including U.S. service members. Biden's planned meeting with a bipartisan group of governors on the resettlement of Afghan refugees was also postponed. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends, my Glendale's, my pillow, my slippers make my feet feel better than they have in about 20 years. My pillow proprietary foam, memory foam, patented impact gel, indoor-outdoor soles, you won't want to take them off, or my Glendale will give you your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and save 40% using my promo code USA.
A doctor in Alabama is putting his foot down regarding COVID-19 vaccinations. USA's Tim Berg reports.
Dr. Jason Valentine, a physician at Diagnostic and Medical Care Infirmary Health in Mobile, Alabama, recently posted a photo on his Facebook page showing him next to a sign that says, effective October 1st, Dr. Valentine will no longer see patients that are not vaccinated against COVID-19. Valentine saying he's currently in the process of mailing a letter to patients about his decision. He posted a copy of that letter online. As far as the legality of a doctor denying patients service, Quentin Brogdon is with Crane, Brogdon & Rogers. He tells USA Radio News.
As far as I know, under the law, Tim, there's nothing that per se prevents a physician from terminating or even failing to start a patient relationship as long as it's not due to discriminatory reasons such as age, sex, race, sexual orientation, religion, or national origin. The Civil Rights Act of 1964 keeps doctors from denying service for those inappropriate reasons. But otherwise, doctors can deny care as long as, you know, a patient is not in an emergency scenario.
Doctors in Florida also walking off the job in protest of folks being unvaccinated in their state. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.